The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, you're listening to Project Independence on You and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And this is Project Independence and You, as I just said. This afternoon at 1:15, Judy Bosworth's State of the Town Address will be aired live on 88.1, which is tremendous. And so if you have the opportunity, by all means, listen in, because I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful speech. The past year has been terrific, and we're looking forward to only good things. This morning on my way here, on the radio, today, we talked about this a little bit last week, Christina and I, today, North Hempstead and Hempstead and Westbury are filing a lawsuit against OTB and the casino because the location will be within 500 feet of homes.
Oh, this is the Fortunoff store.
The yes. Fortunoff store.
Rehab. Mm-hmm.
So it's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, we just talk about some of these mm-hmm. things because people should know what's going on.
Right.
Whether or not any of this makes any sense or does any good is another story. But from Christina and I's point of view, you have to be heard.
Right.
That's the most important part of it. It's not whether you get the answer you want at the end, but everybody has to learn that you have to speak up at some point and turn around and say, this is not fair. I mean, there's so many things going on in the town that are wonderful things. But then the news, the two big news items in the last week or two, and I don't know if you're a football fan, is that deflated football business.
Oh, but there was a... Did you folks read the New York Times today?
No.
Well, there's a graduate student.
I saw that he's saying that it actually
they had pictures, and it reminded me of my physical chemistry classes at MIT
okay.
in 1948 and 49, and that formula was embedded, and the most important thing is that some professor elsewhere had misused the formula, but the young man at Carnegie Mellon showed that it was not unusual for the footballs to deflate.
Right, due to the pressure changes.
Based on the pressure change
the
related to temperature changes. Mm-hmm. And that
just for the Patriots, though, not for the other team.
And he's exonerating the Patriots, my team,
okay.
as an old New Englander.
But then could he explain, and this is what I have an issue with, can he explain why 11 out of 12 happened for the Patriots, but none happened for the Colts? Okay.
Maybe the Colts quarterback has a warm hand.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
That's Jerry's research project.
That's my explanation. Right.
No, and you know what? We're not here to answer any of these things.
Right.
The point is, you know, anytime
it's a
you're
timely subject.
Right.
You know? And you're teaching kids stuff.
That's right.
You know, seniors but, listen you know, to this, but you're teaching your grandchildren.
You know what's the important thing, John, is kids go to school and they say, oh, that chemistry and all that, you can never use it in anything else. Here was a real-life situation
okay.
where if you had some understanding of that, you get a real sense of what's happening around you in this world. So, kids, if you're listening, you're not in school now. Remember those formulas.
That's right.
But then I'll have to go back to statistics and extra the probability that 11 out of 12 versus 0
right,
out of 12.
Right.
We'll pull all of our classes together.
Right.
No, but that's really it. And I think one of the things that we do here at the town of North Hempstead is, and that starts with Judy, is put just such a positive face forward mm-hmm. where everybody owns it and is responsible.
That's
and I think
right.
that's, you know, you don't want questions like, I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And it just could be some bizarre thing. You don't want the question coming
right.
up. In politics, you now have Sheldon Silva.
Mm.
You don't
right.
want questions coming up. Whether everything he did was 100% right, he's got to step down. But it's
right.
a stigma to New York politics, which
well,
is
now
wrong.
Now they raised the question about Dean Skelos in the Senate this morning.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
About looking at his out-of-legislature earnings and whether or not there's some corruption related to that. And, you know, obviously, you know, we have to wait for the investigation to be completed and there should be no accusations.
Of course, of course.
I mean, because, in effect, people have a right to earn a living, and that shouldn't be circumscribed by the mm-hmm. fact that they're legislators.
No, but it's hard when you're in a position mm-hmm. where the boundaries are so
right. yeah. blurry. Yeah.
Blurry,
right,
perfect,
right,
Christina.
Right.
I mean, it's and then are you helping me because I'm helping Zach, who's then helping you when you make this circle? And it's like,
don't air our dirty laundry on it.
right. But there's a lot going on.
No, exactly. And there's a lot going on in town.
Right. Right. All positive things.
That, exactly.
All non-shady things.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I know John mentioned that, you know, today is the state of the town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very anxious to see what's going to come for 2015. I think it's great that for the first time you could actually hear it. You know, if you can't get there, you could hear it live on this radio station at 1:15, which I think is great. So I mean, there's a lot that happened in 2014. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of of course she can't escape Judy without those snowstorms.
Right, I know.
So
it's funny.
She made it, and then all of a sudden, you know, but.
Again.
I know, actually.
Actually, her first show here.
Yes.
It snowed coming out here. That's right.
Judy's just surrounded by snow.
Right.
But it's this snowstorm in particular, this Juno snowstorm, our social workers and nurses for Project Independence were extra proactive in contacting all homebound seniors.
Mm.
So we actually made it through without any kind of emergency calls, which is like the main
You reach out
goal.
To the people?
Yep. They have, you know, each social work in each region has a list of people that, you know, are more vulnerable. They
right,
want
right.
to, you know, or regardless, some people just want to be contacted. So that happened this time because we had, you know, fair warning. We tried to do that, but we really took steps to do that this time. And it was amazing because our deputy commissioner, Paula Yule, actually stayed over all night, Monday night.
Into Tuesday. Okay.
And, you know, just in case there was any calls. And it really was. I mean, Shari did an amazing job. Also, our mobility manager in people who have dialysis appointments. She has a list of, you know, red flags. So she contacted them, worked. So there was everything was just a smooth process, which is, you know, you want a lot of calls into, 311. But in this case, it showed the work.
You guys were very
proactive.
Right,
that's why I said you didn't have to be like, oh, my God, I don't have heat. I mean, it was such a nice thing because, you know, I was going back and forth texting her all night long. It's like, okay, is there anything we need to do? And she's like, it's actually been good. You know, like it's just, and I said it's just a testament to how Project Independence works and, you know, getting you prepared for, you know, these things, which was just, you know.
Just to cut in there, like I started this with the football and with Shelley. And those are the negative things that get the highlights.
Right.
I didn't even know you make phone calls.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, imagine the son who's living in Minnesota or something that knows mom or dad got a phone call. Yeah. And if I was nervous or I couldn't get to dialysis, you made arrangements.
And
or Paula did or somebody did.
Right. And that's what it was. Just it was such an amazing because we were actually just discussing yesterday because I was comparing, you know, snowstorms last year to this year and saying, you know, the difference. And there was like a 90 call difference, you know, which and, you know, the decrease side.
Yeah.
And it was just great, you know, and there's some seniors who called, you know, a couple of days before and said, you know, just keep me in mind during the snowstorm, just give me check and phone calls so the social workers would call and just check,
make
sure that things were going smoothly. And it's just, it's a great, you know, the supervisor was blown away by that.
Now, as a senior listening, how would they get on that list if they said, listen, I'm by myself and I'm petrified, but they didn't know about
you
this until today?
Just call 311.
And
a social worker will contact you. You know, I mean, you could discuss whatever. You know, if it's just as simple as you want to be checked in on, that's fine as well. And it's great because you just get a phone call. I mean, it just goes such a long way. If you're I'm just checking in, making sure you're okay. You know, I mean, it's just, it's an amazing thing that we do. And it's just all part of, you know, aging in place safely
and
healthy,
which is the mission. Dispel that sense of isolation.
You know? Exactly.
It goes back to Jerry saying a smiling face when you walk in someplace.
Exactly.
Here you're sitting home, the snow all around you, you're by yourself. The phone rings, and Christina or Paula or Shari's on the other end of the phone. How are you, Jerry?
How are you
doing?
Right.
Make sure you have, you know, this is what you need. You know, it's just like, you know, giving just, you know, everyone knows, but sometimes you just need that extra thing. You know, what's in your car? I mean, it's, you know, it's extra, like we all forget, we get caught up.
Right,
you know,
just
a little reminder, just listen, have these things before. It's all about being prepared.
We all get caught up, and we should even be calling parents anyway.
Right.
Even if you're out of state, but you're busy, you call and say, how you doing?
Yeah. Right.
I agree.
You know, it goes a long way, so it's, you know. Hopefully, we'll just keep it going.
That's a one. Right? Honestly, I'm really, you know, that's a wonderful service.
It's great.
Can I ask you about St. Francis Outreach?
Absolutely. Well,
which I know it's coming up quick.
Yes, because February is Heart Health Month.
Mm.
So we always try to, you know, just remind people extra. You know, the St. Francis we do all year round. It's the cardiac screening van. So actually, on February 3rd, Tuesday, February 3rd, at the Port Washington Senior Center, this van will be there. And it's really an amazing. You don't have to make an appointment. You could just show up. There's screenings. They do a brief cardiac history. They take your blood pressure. They do a simple blood test for cholesterol and diabetes. You know, they can give you education referrals. It's a completely free service.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And it's just great. You know, I like the idea. Right. What I think is so great that, you know, you don't have to sit there and make an appointment. So I feel like, all right, you know. And what I'm really excited, because I've been working with them for a while now, scheduling. I mean, we do, they do two, it's every 6 months they go to a location in the town. And they went to over, like, 16 locations in, like, 2014 or something. But they, on May 4th, it's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. We're actually, they're providing a new service where they're doing free mammograms.
Mm, wow.
So on top of having the cardiac bus outside, they're going to have a private room at the Yes We Can Community Center where they're going to be providing free mammograms. And I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just, you just can walk in and it's just, it's
where
amazing.
Is that?
The Yes We Can Community Center, it's in Westbury on 141 Garden Street. Great. So you can always call 311 or 869-6311 if you just want any information. But like I said, you know, you don't need to make an appointment, and there's tons and tons of locations all over the town. So we'll promote them as a...
Now, one of the great things you're doing is having this session on how to use Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Personal for me, I have a grandson who's going to Prague for 4 months.
Ooh.
And I'm going to stay in touch with him. I'm going to the course.
Oh, good.
I'm going to learn how to use Skype.
Wonderful.
And where are you taking the course?
It's over at,
at the Yes We Can.
It's on the sheet that you have. I haven't got it in front of me, but I've got it marked up on the bulletin board. And
we'll find out.
Jake is not going to get away from me for 4 months.
No, it's really great. And they're great.
And it's free.
It's free.
It's free.
And are you doing the is it just the one session course?
The
you're
one
doing?
Session yeah. course. I want to use that, be able to use Skype. And,
it's really great. And it's
them.
Done by one of our partners, right. EAC. And they have volunteers who teach these courses. And I mean, we've done everything from, you know, just learn. I mean, they provide a course on learning the basic skills of computers. But Skype
but
is
I'm
a fun thing.
I'm just thinking in terms of someone in Minnesota worrying about his mother or father.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can both get on Skype and see that dad or mom is okay.
Right. Yeah, and it's just
and
fun.
It's great.
It's, you know, because it's fun to actually see the person. You know, it's great to talk on the phone, but when you actually, because I mean, I have my best friend had moved to Arizona
right,
with her
right,
two little daughters
right.
who have been, you know, my little babies like forever. And we actually, yesterday, they're 10 and 9. And they're constantly FaceTiming me on the iPhone, and it wasn't working. So they somehow called me from Facebook. I don't even know how that happened. I was like, they're like, yeah, we just called you from Facebook.
Right.
I was like, I don't know how it works. But
they know. They're young enough to do it.
And actually, I just want to say, it's that date that Jerry's talking about is February 11th, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park at 10:30 a.m. So you can call 311 to
February 11th for Skype,
please.
Yes. Okay, what we're going to do right now is take a break. We'll be back with Christina and Jerry in a minute.